Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki says there have always been two options for resolving the crisis surrounding his country's nuclear activities: cooperation and confrontation.
We did and we do prefer the first option.
He told reporters Wednesday at the United Nations that Tehran is cooperating with the International Atomic Energy Agency to answer what he said are six or seven sets of questions about its nuclear program, adding that the IAEA is the appropriate forum for such a discussion. Last week, Iran won a temporary reprieve from possible new UN sanctions for not complying with international demands that it stop enriching uranium. Mottaki says sanctions are unfair and do not work, and the decision to delay new ones shows the permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany are finally taking what he called a realistic approach to the issue. He added that U.S. saber-rattling to pressure Iran is ineffective because Tehran believes Washington is in no position to follow through.
Our analysis is clear. U.S. is not in the position to impose another war in our region.
The Iranian foreign minister says his country is peaceful and has never attacked a neighbor. He adds that Tehran does not want to see the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the Middle East, and reaffirmed his government's stance that it only seeks nuclear energy for peaceful purposes. But President Bush says Iran's president has made very provocative statements in the past, including threatening to destroy Israel. Mr. Bush told an audience in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania on Wednesday that the world needs to understand the potential consequences of a nuclear-armed Iran.
This is a leader who has made very provocative statements, and we have made it clear, however, in spite of that, that we're willing to sit down with him so long as he suspends his program, his nuclear weapons program. In other words, it's his choice, not mine anymore.
Mr. Bush says the United States' objective is to, with the help of the international community, peacefully persuade the Iranians to give up their nuclear weapons ambitions for the sake of peace. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.